This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Craig Blumenschein. Pleased to welcome into the Main Street studio, Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
Matt, of course, reviews movies each and every Thursday here on Main Street. And we wanted Matt to come back into the studio and review the entire year. Oftentimes, Matt tells us this may be the best film of the year, and another one comes along. And we're going to start by me giving him a laundry list, and we're gonna play a game of in or out, Matt. You can say that's in my list, it's out. All right, Matt, The Wild Robot.
That's in, top 10 for sure. It's gonna win the animated feature Oscar.
The Substance.
I didn't see it, but I wanna see it.
Dune Part 2.
Yes, that's top 10 for sure.
The Brutalist.
Haven't seen it, I have a screener. I will have seen this in about a week or so and we'll review it right here, Craig, but it's getting a lot of good buzz. It's a long movie too, it's like 3.5 hours.
A Real Pain.
Just outside the top 10, I would say. I think Kieran Culkin's gonna get an Oscar nomination, kind of playing the, you know, the on the spectrum cousin in the movie.
A movie I think you're just looking at right now, Queer with Daniel Craig.
As we're doing this, I'm about halfway through it. I think Daniel Craig gets an Oscar nomination, his first one. Should have been nominated for Casino Royale as Bond in the first film, but James Bond actors don't get nominated until they move away from Bond. Liking it so far, I like the director's films, the director's work, Luca Guadagnino, who directs it.
Gladiator 2.
Just outside the top 10. Wasn't as good as the first one.
Conclave.
Definitely top 10, for sure.
A Complete Unknown.
For sure top 10, Chalamet wins the Oscar.
Challengers.
No, I thought it was overrated. I had a lot of friends that liked it, I didn't like it.
I would agree with you there.
Yeah.
Nora.
Loved it. Top 10 for sure. Director Sean Baker's film is going to be in the mix, I think, for Best Picture.
Wicked.
Definitely top 10. Yep, much better than I thought it would be. It's heading for a lot of Oscars, I think.
All right, Matt, in no certain order, let's have your top 10 movies of the year.
Well, I named a few of them already. So Wicked, for sure, A Complete Unknown, Emilia Perez, Anora, Conclave, The Wild Robot, Dune Part 2, Long Legs, the horror film from this summer. I would also put I Saw the TV Glow in there, and Dee Dee. Now, again, to be determined, Nosferatu, The Brutalist, Queer, and Sing Sing are right on that. Baby Girl as well. Those are ones I'll have seen in the next 2 to 3 weeks probably, and you know certainly a few of those could slip in there. And the worst film of the year, can I tell you the worst film of the year?
It's not. I know this one.
It's not even close. It's not even close. Horizon, An American Saga, Chapter 1, Kevin Costner's Folly, his disaster. It was so bad and so poorly received that they pulled Part 2 out of theaters. Part 2 was supposed to hit in August. It never got there. This was supposed to be a 4-part epic Western. It is horrible. It's going to win Razzies. The screenplay is a mess. The stories and the plots, it jumps around from character to character. You can't tell if you're supposed to focus on one character or the one next to them in the scene. It is an absolute mess. Shouldn't have been allowed.
Matt, if you had to pick maybe the top three and rank them in order of the movies that you just gave to me, what do you think you might tell me?
I think it's Conclave, Anora, and maybe A Complete Unknown. That's probably my top three. Emilia Perez is right in there as well. Wild Robot is really a good animated film too. But I like Long Legs too.
Lots to like this year, it seems to me, in movies. Has this been a great year for movies, Matt?
I think it's going to be slightly less than 2023. 2023 last year was the comeback year. We've talked about this, Craig. The COVID years of 2020, 2021, and 2022 produced these Best Picture winners. Nomadland, Coda, and Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. None of those films would have won Best Picture had they been released in 2019 or 2023, in my opinion. Last year, we kind of got back to really a solid year, the holdovers, Oppenheimer, Barbie, Poor Things. And 2024, I think, is going to be a strong year, maybe not quite as strong as 23, but we're past COVID now. We're past the actor strike. And so they're churning out good stuff. You know, it's great to see a movie like Queer with Daniel Craig stretching his acting chops. The Brutalist with Adrian Brody, which I'll see soon. So we're getting some really out there films in terms of artistic films that might not be box office films like The Brutalist. Who's going to go to a 3.5-hour movie about a Jewish refugee who's an architect living in Pennsylvania? I would, but that's a hard sell for the general public out there. So I think we're back on solid ground. And just a shout out to, you know, I know a lot of people, as they age, kind of check out of movies. They stop going to movies. I have so many friends that have transitioned into watching streaming. They never go to the theater anymore. Some of these are young people, too. And I think COVID changed viewing habits, Craig, a lot. It changed a lot of people in terms of becoming, I'm not making a criticism here, but they become homebodies. So people don't go to the theaters. But when you get the right film out there, like Wicked and Gladiator 2, the Glicked weekend, it hits big. And so I do think A Complete Unknown and Nosferatu, which are both, you know, as we're talking about this, they have been released on Christmas Day. I think those are going to do very well at the box office. I think the Bob Dylan film is something that people will go to, even if they don't care for Bob Dylan. We have the Minnesota angle here, of course, with him. So I would encourage people to get out of your comfort zone and go to a movie. You may love the old movies and you're sick of the new movies, but a lot of people that I hear talk about, oh, there hasn't been a good movie made in years, don't go to movies. So how can you say that if you're not going to movies? There's still a magic to going to the theater. In 2024, Craig, I saw The Godfather and Lawrence of Arabia, both on the big screen. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like those gunshots in Godfather with that sound, or the desert in Lawrence of Arabia. So just give it a shot. Go to a movie. Maybe Wicked is your kind of movie. Maybe the Bob Dylan movie.
Matt, has Hollywood come to terms with streaming and movie theaters, do you think?
I think it's still a struggle. We've seen the end of the comic book film, I think. Not the end of it, but we've seen that first iteration of Marvel movies that ended with Avengers Endgame. And Marvel has not quite been able to kind of recapture the magic now that Captain America and Iron Man are out of the picture. So I still think they're wrestling with what does the public want to see. I can tell you this. I don't think the public is interested. And we had a show on this, Craig, before you became host of Main Street. Greg Carlson and I talked about this. For some reason, people are hesitant since COVID. I'm judging this anecdotally. I don't have stats on this. I don't have anything. For some reason, people do not want to go to the theater and watch something like Licorice Pizza or The Power of the Dog. Something or Poor Things that might be a little out there, might have some characters they don't like, but they're completely willing to sit in front of a TV set and binge watch TV shows with people that are horrible characters. I try to come to grips with that. Why are people okay watching Breaking Bad, great TV show, right? Or other TV shows which have characters doing bad things. Why are they okay with that, but they won't go to the theater to watch it? My theory is they're spending money. They're going to the theater. They want something happy. They don't want Power of the Dog. They don't want Poor Things. They did go to Oppenheimer because of the Barbie connection. That's my theory, is if they're going to go out in public, go to the theater, spend $7, $8, $10, let's say $35 once you buy the popcorn and the pop, they don't want to see Benedict Cumberbatch as this rancher in Montana in Power of the Dog. And for some reason, they're okay watching Brian Cox and other actors on television playing really reprehensible characters. So that's an interesting thing that I've noticed since COVID. Whereas back when I was starting to go to movies in the 70s, Craig, people went to artistic films like The Godfather and Network and Apocalypse Now. And now it's a harder sell for theatergoers to go see a movie like that. They want Wicked. They want Moana 2. They want Inside Out 2, something happy.
Let me throw this at you, Matt. We've got about a minute left here as we talk about movies in 2024. We've invested a lot in a nice theater for our home. We've got a 120-inch screen.
Wow.
We've got great surround sound.
How come I haven't been over yet?
4K in our projector. And it's just really nice and comfortable. We also go to movies.
Yep.
But we've made it comfortable at home. And I think the NFL is also dealing with this. It's so comfortable to watch a football game. The technology is so much better now. Is that maybe part of it too?
I do think it's part of it. If people have invested in home theaters, there's no reason to leave the living room. I like to go to the theater. I would much rather see a movie on a theater than on my phone or my tablet. And it tends to be more of a younger person thing, where younger people are used to watching things on their phones. And I'm not here to make a generational judgment or argument or anything like that. It's just I was raised differently. It was a big deal when my dad took me to The Deer Hunter and Apocalypse Now because I was 14 and I couldn't get in without him. And he knew I wanted to see them. Those are great memories. The Shining. We drove down to Aberdeen, South Dakota to see The Shining, me and my mom and dad. Those are great memories for me. And yet, when I think about watching a movie at home, I don't have that same memory, right? But other people do. But yet, I do think that's part of it. Hollywood is still wrestling with this. They're wrestling with, you know, a movie that goes straight to Netflix or straight to Hulu. How do they combat that? They combat that with something like Wicked and Nosferatu at the big theater, Gladiator 2, that needs to be seen on a big screen. And for the most part, I think people do come out, but they're not coming out quite like they used to.
Matt O'Lean, he visits with us each and every week in his weekly movie review. Matt, I appreciate that you take the time to visit with us. People may not know this isn't your main job at Prairie Public.
It isn't.
You just do it as a great favor to our listeners, and I'm thankful for that. Matt, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too, Craig.